Don't judge a book by its cover. Page 91. Johnny was sitting by the window. He was looking at the teenagers he sometimes saw in school. They were talking and laughing out in the street. They never seemed to be inside and always wore the same clothes, winter and summer. Johnny was only 7 years old and had only been in school for 1 year. He loved school and had many friends. His teacher was great. He was very good at maths, and his reading was also going quite well. The only thing that bothered him was this group of teenagers. They really scared him. They wore black clothes, the girls had makeup on, and they listened to very loud music. They were situated in another part of school, but he saw them at breaks. On the way home, he was sometimes really scared he might run into them. As he sat there by the window looking at the teenagers, he was thinking of ways to go home from school where he wouldn't have to see them. Interrupting his thoughts, his mother called, "Johnny, Sadie is here." Sadie was the babysitter, and Johnny loved her. She was sweet and played with him all the time. She took care of him and his little sister Beth, who was only 3. "I'm going to my literature class, so Sadie will stay with you," Johnny's mom said. Sadie decided to take the kids to the park and play. When Johnny was putting his shoes on, he started thinking about those awful teenagers again. Would they still be outside? They went out and walked to the park. Johnny was really happy to see that the teenagers were gone. He and his sister and Sadie were happily running and jumping down the road on their way to the park. Sadie found a good spot for them, and they started to play. Johnny and Beth were really happy and had a great time. Page 92. After playing for quite some time, Johnny suddenly froze. His face turned white, and he started to walk backwards. Sadie saw that he was worried and asked what was wrong, but he didn't say a word. Then someone called Sadie's name, and she turned around. There was the teenage gang from school that Johnny feared so much. They were talking to Sadie. After talking to her for a while, they started talking to Beth. Johnny didn't like that at all. But then, to his surprise, one of them came to speak to him. "Hi, I'm Zach. What's your name?" one teenager said. Page 93. "Johnny," he replied in a quiet voice. "Do you like football?" Zach continued. Johnny did like football, and Zach asked him if he wanted to play. They played football in the park for over an hour. The other boys in the gang played with them, and they showed Johnny some nice tricks. The girls were chatting and playing with Beth under a tree. They all had a fantastic time. When they said goodbye, he realized he had made new friends. "See you at school tomorrow, Johnny," Zach and the other boys said. "Maybe we can play some football during recess." "That would be great," Johnny said. As Sadie walked home with the kids, she and Johnny talked about the trip to the park. "I thought those teenagers were different," Johnny said. "How?" asked Sadie. "Well, I thought they were mean. They dressed differently and listened to loud music. I was just afraid of them," Johnny answered. "Those kids are my friends. They're really nice. You know, you should not judge a book by its cover." "What does that mean?" Johnny asked. "It means that the way people look doesn't tell you anything about what they are like. You can't decide that a book is boring just because it doesn't look good," Sadie explained. The next day, Johnny happily walked to school and met Zach and the gang on the way. They called him over and asked him to walk with them. They talked about football almost all the way to school. Johnny had made new friends.